Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's another work and school day, and those who rely on SEPTA are trying to adjust to the reduced bus and metro service. As for the transit funding talks in Harrisburg, Governor Shapiro thinks a deal could be close, but says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle will need to compromise to get a deal done. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from the Wissahickon Transit Center.
Those who catch a bus here at Wissahickon have a lot to sort through. The routes 1 and 62 have been eliminated, and six others have been shortened or have reduced service. Zia, sanitation worker, said his first go-around with the new schedules yesterday and today didn't work out.
I was late. I'm about to be late again. I have to be there at 7 a.m. My bus doesn't come until 6:49.
And Lomax, who takes multiple buses, says she got up extra early today because she cut it way too close yesterday.
Just made it to work by 1 minute. So I said, no, I got to get up earlier.
And these riders hope SEPTA gets the money. The question in Harrisburg, though, is where that money will come from. The GOP plan in the Senate would dip into the Public Transportation Trust Fund, or PTTF. Democratic lawmakers, though, have been adamant that the money is set aside for essential capital and maintenance projects, but Governor Shapiro is now saying that it should be at least considered.
I think utilizing the PTTF as part of a broader package is something that we can do, but it's got to be part of a broader package that focuses on recurring funding over a long period of time.
At the Wissahickon Transit Center, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man was shot and killed in Germantown early this morning. It happened on West Rittenhouse Street near Green. Police found a 26-year-old man dead in the street, and investigators found at least 35 spent shell casings just feet away from his body. Here's Chief Inspector Scott Small.
Next to the victim's body, we also found a semi-automatic weapon. We found at least 4 cell phones, and we also found a large amount of cash underneath a parked vehicle next to where the victim is laying.
A witness saw a man running away from the scene on Marion Street. A Pottstown man is accused of illegally recording 2 children in a Montgomery County courtroom while they testified during a hearing about sexual abuse. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
41-year-old Dante Jackson of Laurel Street in Pottstown is charged with unlawful use of an audio or video device in court, accused of recording the testimony of 2 children in an ongoing sexual abuse investigation into Andrew Lachetto. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says it's illegal for anyone to record proceedings in a courtroom.
We try to make the courtroom a safe space for our victims, especially children. And this individual tried to create a space where it was not safe.
The investigation began when authorities listened to a recorded prison phone call where they say Jackson told Lachetto he made the recording. Investigators then reviewed video from a courthouse hallway where they say they saw Jackson walk out of the courtroom holding a red hat, which was covering his phone. When they searched that phone, they say they found a 52-minute recorded voice memo from inside the courtroom. Court records show Lachetto's awaiting sentencing on felony charges, including involuntary deviant sexual intercourse with someone under the age 16 and indecent assault of a person under age 13. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Teaching kids to build race cars instead of shooting guns is just one example of a successful program funded in part by the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. Applications are now open for the Violence Prevention Grant Initiative. Here's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
The DA's office discussed a partnership with the Urban Youth Racing School to connect justice-involved youth with their Build a Dream Motorsports and CNC Machining Program. First Assistant District Attorney Robert Listenby.
These services include hands-on instruction from industry professionals, customized educational materials, technical skill development, experimental learning opportunities, and career pathways and guidance.
Executive Director Anthony Martin says by 2026, there'll be a demand for over 1 million CNC machines in the country, and they're training students to operate them right now.
This is something that will work very, very strongly with us, with the DA's office, something that can be really, really successful, and something that will give some of these young adults an opportunity to have self-sustaining wages.
This is an example of what the next round of funds will focus on. DAO Supervisor of External Engagement and Government Affairs, G. Lamar Stewart.
STEM education, vocational training for youth and young adults. We recognize that there are young parents that need support, and so parent training is one of the focus areas. And finally, family violence.
Visit philafound.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.